Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Great Shark Hunt Strange Tales from a Strange Time is the first volume in Hunter S. Thompson's Gonzo Paper series and a major collection of his journalism and essays. Originally published in 1979, it gathers work written across more than two decades. From his early reporting in the 1950s through the politically charged and culturally chaotic 1970s. The book is not a conventional narrative or a single sustained argument. Instead, it functions as a curated record of Thompson's evolving style, from traditional newspaper and magazine reporting to the highly personal, confrontational mode that became known as gonzo journalism, subject matter ranging widely across sports, politics, counterculture, and American public life, making it both an archive of Thompson's career and a document of the era he covered. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the collection traces Thompson's shift from reporter to gonzo journalist. One of the book's most important functions is to show Thompson in transition. Early pieces reflect the discipline of straight reporting, including work for the Air Force and the National Observer, where observation and factual description still dominate. As the collection moves forward, his voice becomes more aggressive, subjective, and literarily distinct. This shift matters because The Great Shark Hunt does not simply present famous essays. It maps the development of a new journalistic method, in which the writer is no longer invisible. Thompson places himself inside the action, turning reporting into a performance of participation, judgment, and immersion. That movement from detached chronicler to central actor is the defining structural idea of the book and one of the clearest ways it differs from ordinary essay collections. Secondly, the rise of gonzo journalism through landmark pieces like the Kentucky Derby is decadent and depraved. The collection is crucial because it includes the essay that helped define gonzo journalism, The Kentucky Derby is Decadent and Depraved. This piece matters not just as a famous article, but as a demonstration of method. Thompson treats the event less as a sporting report than as a chaotic social scene-revealing class. Performance, intoxication, hypocrisy, and spectacle. The book uses such pieces to show that gonzo journalism is not random provocation. It relies on close observation, comic exaggeration, and a deliberate collapse between subject and narrator. Thompson does not merely describe institutions from the outside. He tests them by entering their spaces and exposing their absurdities. That approach became highly influential because it expanded what magazine journalism could do, blending reporting with literary voice, satire, and self-conscious involvement. Thirdly, a historical record of American politics from Nixon to the disillusionment of the 1970s. A major thread in the book is its political commentary, especially the material surrounding Richard Nixon and the broader atmosphere of post-60s disillusionment. Thompson's essays on the campaign trail and the final months of Nixon's presidency are not detached political analysis in the academic sense. They are fierce, skeptical, and deeply personal accounts of power under strain. The value of these sections lies in their immediacy. They capture a political culture marked by corruption, media manipulation, and public cynicism, while also revealing Thompson's own intensity as an observer of national decline. Because the collection spans years of writing, it shows how his political journalism matured from episodic coverage into a larger critique of American authority. Readers encounter not just events, but the emotional texture of an era that seems to be unraveling in real time. Fourthly, counterculture, sports, and spectacle as lenses on American hypocrisy. The Great Shark Hunt repeatedly uses apparently separate subjects such as horse racing, football, Olympic culture, and regional politics to examine the same underlying phenomenon, the way American public life stages itself as respectable, while hiding chaos, greed, and absurdity. Thompson is especially effective when covering elite social rituals or mass spectacles because he sees them as theaters of self-deception. The book moves from the Kentucky Derby to the Super Bowl, from Chicano politics to national magazine culture, showing that sports and politics operate through similar forms of performance and myth-making. This is one reason the book feels broader than a simple political anthology. It demonstrates that Thompson's criticism of American culture is systemic, not limited to elections or government. His target is a whole social order in which image, status, and institutional hypocrisy overlap. Lastly, the book has an archive of major magazine journalism in the late 20th century. Another important dimension is the collection's role as a career archive. It assembles work from National Observer, Rolling Stone, Scanlon's Monthly, Playboy, and other outlets, showing how Thompson moved across the major magazine culture of his time. This matters because the book preserves pieces that were originally published separately and would otherwise be scattered across decades and periodicals. As a result, it offers readers a sense of how magazine journalism worked before the internet age long form, editorially shaped, and closely tied to the changing temper of national debate. The collection also highlights Thompson's range, from early assignments to later commentary, without smoothing out the contradictions in his style. Its value is therefore historical as well as literary. It documents both a writer and an era in which long-form magazine journalism could still shape public conversation at scale. In conclusion, The Great Shark Hunt is best suited for readers interested in journalism, American political culture, countercultural history, and the evolution of literary nonfiction. It will reward anyone who wants to understand how Hunter S. Thompson built his reputation and why gonzo journalism became such an influential form. For readers of essays, the book offers variety and range. For readers of history, it provides a vivid, biased, but revealing account of the United States from the late 1950s through the 1970s. Its practical value lies in showing how a writer can fuse reporting, satire, persona, and cultural criticism without losing analytical force. Its intellectual value comes from its record of an era when politics, media, sports, and public spectacle were increasingly impossible to separate. Compared with other essay collections, it stands out because it is not merely selected writing, but a staged evolution of style and worldview. It captures both the birth of a distinctive journalistic voice and the atmosphere that made that voice necessary. If you would like to support Hunter S. Thompson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.